joining me for this very special 100th episode of the Eagle Eye in the Sky podcast, NFL film senior producer Greg Cosell. Let me get your initial thoughts on the additions of Sidney Jones and Rasul Douglas and how they fit in the structure of Jim Schwartz's defense.
Well, let's just start with Sidney Jones, who I thought that the tape told me that he was the best corner prospect in the draft. The skill set to play press, the skill set to play off coverage, he can play man, he can play zone. To me, he's a scheme fit in any coverage concept. Every coach in this league wants corners who can line up and play press, because that is essential to play corner in this league. And Sidney Jones really can do that, and he can do it in two ways. He can do it by being physical at the line of scrimmage, and he can also do it with his smoothness of movement, what we call mirror and match. So he can play press really any way you want.
And you have Rasul Douglas, who has that length, that ability to be physical, but played so much off coverage at West Virginia. He also has the ability to play both, and those physical traits for just a one-year starter, I think he's very, very intriguing. In that 1 year as a starter, he was an All-American. He was one of the leaders in the country in interceptions, and he's got lots of traits.
My feeling was that the Eagles needed to come out of the entire draft with two corners. Now, we can sit and debate where they should have taken those corners. That depends on a team's board now.
Yeah.
We know that Sidney Jones was the number one rated corner for the Eagles in this entire draft, which I agree with, so I like the pick.
Yep.
So for me, it was just a matter of they needed to come out with two corners, because in all honesty, and we're trying to be honest and fair, you could argue that their cornerback position before this draft was depth-wise near the bottom of the NFL. They needed corners. Hey, and maybe these guys are not day one starters, but the point is you need competition at the position. You needed more bodies and you needed more talent at the position. So they had to come out of the entire draft, in my view, with at least two corners. Now they've done that.